ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, crickets. Category number 2, sugar and salt. Sugar and salt. Category number 3, animals. Category number 4, excuse me, princess. And category number 5, gangs. All right. Cricket, sugar and salt, animals. Excuse me, princess. Gangs. Louise from Box Hill is going to kick us off. Hello, Louise. Hi, Louise. Hi, Louise. All the birds in the trees seem to whisper, Louise. What do you like here, Louise? Cricket, sugar and salt, animals, gangs, excuse me, princess.
Princess.
All right. Excuse me, princess. Question number 1. Bail and Breha Organa are the adoptive parents of which sci-fi princess?
Princess Leia?
Yes, correct. Princess Leia.
We've entered the Alderaan system.
Governor Tarkin. I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash. I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Charming to the last. Princess Leia, before your execution, I would like you to be my guest at a ceremony that will make this battle station operational. No star system will dare oppose the Emperor now. Since you are reluctant to provide us with the location of the rebel base, I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. You can't.
You will
possibly...
prefer another target, a military target? Then name the system.
Ooh. Hmm. Louise, question number 2. We're in, excuse me, princess.
Right here, yep.
In which 1953 film does Audrey Hepburn play the incognito Princess Anne?
Roman Holiday?
Yes, Roman Holiday. Very good.
Paramount News brings you a special coverage of Princess Anne's visit to Rome.
9 o'clock, we leave for the Polinari.
10:35. Have you searched the grounds?
Every inch, sir, from the attics to the cellar.
The Princess story, the exclusive. Did you get it? The Princess is in the sick at all and she's out of the tower.
It's perfect.
Oh. Why don't you take a little time for yourself?
I could do some of the things I've always wanted to. Like sit a sidewalk cafe and look in shop windows, walk in the rain. Have fun.
Yeah, what a movie, eh, Louise? What a movie. One of my all-time favourites. Well, mind you, Audrey Hepburn's one of my all-time favourites. So, but Roman Holiday is terrific. If you've never seen it, everyone... check it out. Question number 3. Excuse me, princess. Who is currently third in line to the British throne?
Must be Princess Charlotte.
Correct. Yes. Princess Charlotte is third in line to the British throne. Being, who's the first in line? William, of course.
Yeah, it would have to be William, then George. Yeah.
George, who's just turned 13.
Oh, that's scary.
Just turned 13. Okay. Oh, you're good on these princesses, Louise. Very good. Question number 4. Excuse me, princess. Which Oscar-winning actress played the lead character in The Princess Diaries?
Anne Hathaway.
Yes, Anne Hathaway.
Your grandmother called. This is the first time she's ever contacted us. What you want?
I am Queen of Genovia.
Whoa, whoa.
And you are Princess.
Shut up! Just in case I'm not enough of a freak already, what's that, a tiara?
I can teach you to walk, talk, sit, stand like a princess.
Woo! Let the work begin.
Anne Hathaway and Academy Award winner Julie Andrews.
Do you think she can do it?
I have no doubt. The Princess Diaries.
I would like to propose a toast.
Yes. Louise, you weren't a princess in another life, were you?
I think so. I'll see if I get the last one, maybe.
Well, yes. You'll get the hand of a prince the way you're going. Question number five. Excuse me, princess. Quote, once upon a time, there was a prince who wanted to marry a princess, but she would have to be a real princess. Is the first line of which Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale?
The Princess and the Pea.
Correct. Very good. You are full bottle on these princesses, Louise. That's it. A clean sweep. Excuse me, princess. Five questions gone. Excellent work. All right. You've got to choose another category now. You've got gangs, cricket, sugar and salt, or animals?
Sugar and salt.
Sugar and salt. Louise from Box Hill. The Sugar Plum Fairy is a character from which 1892 ballet?
The Nutcracker?
Yes, The Nutcracker. Very, very good. Excellent. Yes, the Nutcracker. Very good. All right, that is question number six gone. Question number seven, sugar and salt. Louise.
Yes.
Which form of magnesium sulfate is named after a town 20 kilometres south of London?
Is it Epsom salt?
Correct, it is. It's Epsom salts. Nice work. That's seven. Very good. Question number eight. We're in sugar and salts. Who led the 1930 Salt March in protest against the British occupation of India?
Gandhi.
It was Mahatma Gandhi, yes.
Gandhi, you might tell us, please, when you expect to leave for London for the second roundtable conference.
Well, I have no notion. And I don't expect to go there if the Hindu-Muslim question is not satisfactorily solved.
Yes, the great man himself, Mahatma Gandhi. Louise, question number nine, sugar and salt. The tea and sugar was a train that ran between Kalgoorlie and which South Australian seaport?
South Australian. Is it Glenelg?
Not Glenelg.
Oh, well, this princess is going to bed now.
Hey, Louise, Princess Louise, that is tremendous. Eight off the bat straight. That's very good. Well done, Louise. Thank you. Bye. Gee, she was good, wasn't she? Bang, bang, bang. Just terrific. What a good player. I mean, Louise has been on before, but I mean, it's been a while. Stop being so condescending to her, Louise. What do you mean, condescending? Reverent, I would have thought. This contestant is instantaneous. Yes. All righty. Who's next up here? Harry from Paddington. Hello, Harry.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Philip?
Yes, I can. I can, Harry.
Just before I answer this,
yes.
With Professor David there talking about ice cream with alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting at a bar when I used to live in California in Oakland,
mm-hmm.
and this bar was just like Cheers. It was Cheers of the West Coast, we used to call it. So I ordered a Guinness and went to the kitchen. I was a dollop of vanilla ice cream into the thing.
What, into the Guinness?
It was unbelievable. I set a precedence off in that bar and they were ordering them. It just a small amount. It was beautiful.
Hang on. A scoop of ice cream in Guinness?
Oh, yeah. Give it a go.
No. No, Harry.
Absolutely.
You were too far gone at the time, Harry.
No, not a chance, brother. Yeah.
Harry, yeah. Harry.
You never know until you give it a go.
Just say no. Question number 9, sugar and salt. The Tea and Sugar was a train that ran between Kalgoorlie and which South Australian seaport?
Seaport. Is it Port Erie?
Not Port Erie. No. Hey. Thanks, Harry. See ya, Bob. Thanks for the suggestion. All right. Robin, no, that's not correct. Glyn the Queenslander says, Phil, Louise is too quick. She was very good, wasn't it? Grover from Ocean Grove says, Louise deserves half a magnet. Well, yes. In another universe, that could have been the case. She was very, very good. Tristan from Colac in Victoria. Hi, Tristan.
Hey, how are you?
I've got
a dessert for you. You melt a little bit of chocolate and you crisp up a little bit of bacon and you smear the chocolate on the bacon and that's your dessert.
Oh. No, thanks, Kristen. Sounds disgusting. Hey, tell me question number 9. The Tea and Sugar was a train that ran between Kalgoorlie and which South Australian seaport?
Adelaide.
No, not Adelaide. Thank you. Not Adelaide, no. David from Barrel. Hello, David.
Phil.
Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, hello. Question number 9, sugar and salt.
To process of elimination, I was going to say Port Adelaide, but just knocked that out. Port Erie, I only know one other place, Port Augusta. But that couldn't be it because it doesn't have a train line. But I'm going to go it. It's the only one I know. Port
Correct.
Augusta.
Yes, it was.
You're joking.
The Tea and Sugar was a train that ran between Kalgoorlie and Port Augusta. Question number 10. Last one in sugar and salt. Otherwise, you can move to cricket or animals or gangs.
No, let's just keep rolling.
In the Bible, whose wife is turned into a pillar of salt?
Lot.
Lot, yes. Lot's wife is turned into a pillar of salt. All righty, that's it for sugar and salt. Nice work. Hillary had Port Pirie too, yeah. Annette from Perth had Port Augusta. Good on you, Annette. Lorella had Lot for Lot's wife. Question number 11. Okay, we've got 3 categories left. Gangs, animals, cricket.
Gangs, please.
Gangs, it is. Quote, when the gangs take over the highway, remember he's on your side, was a tagline for which 1979 film?
Hainan.
Hmm?
High Noon. That's just
High Noon. Sorry, yes. No, no, it's not High Noon. Thanks, David. No, it's not High Noon. Lek from Burra. Hello, Lek.
Hello, Philip. I wanted to make another pun about Louise from Box Hill. What an amazing, amazing...
She was very good, wasn't she?
She was. She was amazing. And she answered the question about Princess Leia. So I thought that Louise would be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, no, that was terrible.
No, that's all right.
I made notes. I made notes again. I went to Geelong last week. I think I rang from Geelong and some sort of...
You did.
...silly stupor. Anyway, but I took the train from Melbourne to Geelong, which was a really good train, mm-hmm. but we went past the refinery in Corio, which is the only... I think it's one of two in Australia. And it was really gratifying to see that there was being oil refined in front of my eyes. And it's a really interesting train trip from...
Yeah, there's one there and there's one in Queensland and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I lived in Lara, which is about 4 or 5 k's north of Corio. And... The funnel was always, you could always see the flame coming out of the funnel and things like that. But it was really reassuring to see.
Very good.
A massive amount of, I love industrial, that sort of old industrial stuff. And it's mixed with old wool warehousing and grain warehousing and all that sort of thing. So if anyone wants to do that, as a cheap trip, not even a touristy thing.
No.
To take a trip from Melbourne to Geelong on the V line.
Hey, Lek. Lek, yes. We got to answer this question.
No, don't make
question
me.
11. When the quote, when the gangs take over the highway, remember he's on your side was a tagline for which 1979 film?
When the gangs take over. Oh, gosh. No, I'm procrastinating again. I just wanted to chat about my trip to and smelling avgas going back between Adelaide and Melbourne.
You are.
It was a lovely thing. Yeah.
Thank you, Lek.
Good night, Philip.
See you. Bye. Ken from Albany. Correct. Yes. Julie from Grafton. Good. Truckee Robbo. Good. Where are we? Morris in Launceston. Hello, Morris.
Good morning.
Morning. Question 11. We're in a category called gangs. When the gangs take over the highway, remember, he's on your side, was the tagline for which 1979 film?
I've got no idea, but I'll have a crack at Convoy.
Not Convoy, no. Thank you, mate. Not Convoy. Bill from North Adelaide. Hello, Bill.
I won't keep you long because I got no idea. Get the Highwayman.
Not the Highwayman, no. sorry, Bill, no. That's not correct. Greg from Parks in the west of New South Wales. G'day, Greg.
How are you going?
We're going pretty well, yeah. Question number 11, we're in gangs. When the gangs take over the highway, remember, he's on your side was a tagline for which 1979 film?
We'll try Ned Kelly.
Not Ned Kelly. No, not Ned Kelly. Trev from Surfers Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello, hello. Question 11. Gangs. When the gangs take over the highway, remember, he's on your side. Was it tagline for which 1979 film?
Well, it's a movie I had a close experience with 3 days ago. I went sand skiing at the Moreton Desert in a cyclone. Well, not a wind cyclone. And that reminded me of a scene in a movie called Mad Max.
Correct. Yes.
Tomorrow, in a world gone mad, the only law will be a renegade squad of suicidal cops.
He's my prisoner, and he's not walking out that door.
And the open road will be controlled by gangs of glory roaders. Is a cop, one of the best.
Where does it run to get you? Scoot jockeys? Yeah, nomad trash. Well, I'll add it to my thread collection.
Yeah, Mad Max, what a movie.
It sounds a bit clunky now, doesn't it? But boy, wasn't it fantastic.
It was fantastic, it was. Hugo from Geelong says a lot of Mad Max was shot not far from Geelong at Bacchus Marsh. Out on the road, though, in the road scenes, was it? Probably was, actually. Looks a bit like that.
I don't know. I know a lot of it was filmed out near Silverton and Broken Hill, but, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
That's where the old car is at Silverton Hotel.
Paul from New Farm says it was filmed north and south of Lara. Oh, but there were a few Mad Maxes, weren't there?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, it's a bit like Doctor Who.
What, Mad Max is nothing like Doctor Who. What are you talking about, Trev?
the last one had a different guy playing Max.
Trev, shake your noggin back and forth a couple of times and just reset. Question number 12. We're in gangs, if you like, or you can move to cricket or animals.
Let's try animals.
Animals. Question number 12. Rhesus monkeys are native to which continent?
Asia.
Correct. They are native to Asia, rhesus monkeys. When I was a little kid, I grew up in Launceston when I was a very little kid. And I went to the zoo, which was down near the gasometer, Trev.
What's a gasometer?
A gasometer is a big round tank that contains gas, Trev.
Oh, right, yeah, gas tank. Yeah, a huge one.
No, not
yeah.
a gas tank. I didn't say, I said a gasometer.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you didn't grow up, but you obviously, gas. Where did you grow up?
Sutherlandshire.
Okay, there's no gasometers.
There.
No, there are no gasometers there. No, anyway, stop interrupting my story, Trev. I stuck my hand through the bars of the rhesus monkey exhibit, and the monkey, I was only a little kid, and the monkey grabbed me by the hand.
Not in a friendly handshake way or a monkey way?
Not in a friendly handshake way, Trev, no. As in, I'm going to rip your bloody arms off.
Auntie Jack
sort of way. That's right.
Yes. If it was...
It's taken me years to
recover. I would have said, I'll rip your bloody arm off.
It's taken me years to recover, Trev, you know.
Oh, look, I can tell you
weekly still therapy.
Haven't recovered. Mm. You're talking about it now, and if you want to talk more, we can make an appointment.
Question 13, we're in animals.
Please.
From survey data from Animal Medicines Australia, which you'd be familiar with.
Oh, yes, I was reading a paper by them just two nights ago.
Correct. Yes. What is the most common reptile kept as a pet in Australia?
Most common reptile kept as a pet. As a pet. Tortoise?
I'll give it to you, Trev, yeah. I'll give it to you.
Oh, really? Yeah.
A tortoise or a turtle, yeah. I mean, they're pretty... I know the turtle's bigger. Oh, no, maybe it's not. Well, I mean, some turtles are bigger.
Look, turtles have flippers and...
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's the most common reptile kept as a pet in Australia, a turtle. See, if asked, I would have said a python.
Yeah, I thought about snakes, but a lot of people don't have them. And I thought about blue-tongued lizards, but they, you know, but I had a turtle. His name was Tommy, and he died. And
did he?
Still getting over it. Yeah, well, you know.
Hang on.
Unless you're talking about Galapagos tortoises, they don't, particularly if you...
Well, obviously, turtles don't live long with you, Trev. Maybe it's your problem. You're the problem.
Yeah, I know. I think I've got a lot to learn about turtle management. Yeah.
My texter says, oh, yes, who was it, though? That's right, the galloping gasometer played for North Melbourne in the 70s. That's right. Who was it? What was his name, the galloping gasometer? I remember that. Question number 14, animals... are we staying here?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Hang on, 10, 11, 12, 13. We're up to question 14. Animals. A smack is the collective noun for a group of which sea creatures, Drev?
Jellyfish.
Correct. Yes, hey, a smack of jellyfish.
Trev's on a mini roll.
What's going on here, Trev?
Oh, I'm on holiday, so obviously my brain is clear.
Are you going to finish the book now that you're on holidays?
Well, that's why I'm here to write, but I'm not writing now. But, geez, I've written some real good stuff in the last week. It's a Rowling's type of quality, better than Tolkien.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sure that's right. The monkeys and the rhesus monkeys in city parking lots are surely not still there, are they? Someone says they are. Is that right? I hope they're not. It was a pretty dismal enclosure, as I recall. Question number 15. We're in animals.
Mm-hmm.
Affecting about 3-4% of Australians, ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals? Ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals?
Oh, it's insects of one type or another. It's obviously not spiders. That's arachnophobia. Or I'll go cockroaches.
Not cockroaches. Thanks, Trev. See ya. Bye-bye. No, not cockroaches. Thank you. Mick Nolan was the galloping gasometer. if you can imagine the image, that's what he looked like. Stephen Forrest Hill, yes. Mick Nolan was the galloping gasometer for North Melbourne. Yeah, it was a tremendous nickname. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Okie doke, who's been waiting on here? Ken's in Goulburn. Hello, Ken.
How are you, Phil?
Oh, I'm not bad, yeah. We're in animals, affecting about 3-4% of Australians. Ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals?
First thing comes to my head was dogs, but then I thought horses, but I'll go with my original one of dogs and hopefully
it's... No, it's not. It's not. That's one Barnaby suffers from, is it? No.
Yeah. That's right. No, okay, we'll keep it short and sweet. We'll talk another time.
Thanks, mate. See you later. Yes, no, that's not. Mick Nolan was the galloping gasometer who played for North Melbourne. Thank you, Mark from Mount Warren. All righty. Dave's in Perth. Hi, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Question 15. We're up to animals affecting about 3-4% of Australians. Ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals?
I don't know. I'm just going to guess fish.
Not fish. No. Not fish. Not fish. No. Sorry. No, not fish. We had a few suggestions, haven't we? What about Roz from the Fleurieu? Hi, Roz.
Hello.
Question 15 we're up to, Roz. Animals affecting about 3-4% of Australians. Ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals?
I don't know. Spiders.
Not spiders. No. Not spiders. Scott from Blacktown. Hello, Scott.
G'day, Phil.
Ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals?
I've got a fear of this question.
Yeah.
I'll say birds.
Not birds, no. We are a bit stuck on it, aren't we? We are a bit stuck. What about Adam from Hobart Town? G'day, Adam.
G'day.
Affecting about 3-4% of Australians. Ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals?
Ooh. Now, this is in the realms of binomial taxonomic nomenclature.
Oh, very good, Adam.
Yeah, and I was thinking of, you said ophidia. How's that spelt?
Well, as you know, we don't answer questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought Ophidio, Fido, and then I thought Fido dog, no, that's Canis familiaris. Ophidio, I really don't know, Phil. It's a very good question, but can I just say in Barnaby Joyce's case with the dog?
Yes.
Since Federation, people in Western Australia, the Territories and Queensland have been judged by Southern standards. And in many parts of Queensland, being horizontal on a public footpath talking on your phone before midnight is normal behaviour, as is shouting at your dog half a paddock away.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd pass that on.
Yeah, well,
thanks very much, Phil.
Thank you, mate. yes. All right. Mick Nolan was also captain coach for the main football club in Brisbane after leading North Melbourne, says Bob from Joondalup. Yes, thank you, Greg and Devonport. The rhesus monkeys at the Launceston City Park were replaced with Japanese macaque monkeys because the rhesus monkeys all had, well, a lot of people say chlamydia. Greg says they had AIDS. What? I wish they didn't replace them. It was a very sad enclosure. I don't know what it's like these days. Surely they're not still there, are they? 1-300-800-222. Maybe they are. Morris, I should have asked Morris and Launceston. Actually, you rang a minute ago. Jeff from Toowoomba. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, morning.
Morning. We're up to question 15. We're a bit stuck on this one. Animals affecting about 3-4% of Australians. Ophidiophobia is a fear of which animals?
I'm just going to have a guess. Snakes.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The ophidiophobia snakes. Ruru in Port Franklin says ducks. Yes.
Or swans.
Oh, dear. Talk about the swans. We are leaking oil badly, Jeff. Question 16. One left in animals, if you like, or otherwise you could move to cricket or gangs.
I was really wanting to have got cricket, and I'm hoping it's the sport of cricket, to be honest, but it's probably going to be there.
You never know.
Animal kind.
You never know, do you? You never know. So do you want to have a crack at cricket or the last one in animals?
No, definitely cricket, yeah.
Okay, cricket it is. Question 16. There are 10 left. 4 in cricket, 1 in animals, 4 in gangs. 5, 6, 10 left. So you want to have a go at, sorry, what was it, Jeff?
Cricket.
Cricket, yeah. Yep. Okay. Question number 16. Which country are the current champions of the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup?
That'd be Australia.
Not correct. Sorry. No, not correct. Peter from Armidale. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Phil.
Question 16. Which country are the current champions of the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup?
England?
Not England, no. Not England. Sarah from Alphington. Hi, Sarah.
Thank you. I rang up for the previous question, which I think must have been answered when I was on hold.
Oh, the ophidiophobia.
Yeah, because I have it.
I do? Well, a lot of people do.
I cannot bear anyone touching. Like, I'd rather have eye surgery than anyone touching my belly button. I really have it badly.
Hang on. Ophidiophobia is not a fear of belly buttons.
Oh, isn't it?
No, Sarah.
It's
a fear of snakes. Are you really antsy about the belly button, are you?
Oh, my God, yes. And I've got a snake handling course. Like, I can handle a snake.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, no problem at all. Same with spiders. But belly buttons, no.
Gee whiz. Okay. I'm not going to go into that, Sarah, but
yeah.
Question number 16. Oh, by the way, thank you, Jane in Hobart. Jane in Hobart says, by the way, the rhesus monkeys in the Launceston City Park Zoo died out in the 1970s. But Ikeda, Launceston's sister city in Japan, gifted the city some macaques. They built an open-air island enclosure for them, but they're now restricting their breeding to allow them to die out naturally. They all carry the herpes B virus, so they can't be released into the wild. Yes, and thanks for the text. There was a gasometer opposite the Arden Street footy ground, hence the name the Galloping Gasometer. That's right, and that's where McNolan got his nickname from. Sarah, hang on. Sarah, are you aware of what your phobia is called?
My phobia, no.
Your phobia is called omphalophobia.
Oh, is it?
It's the intense, irrational fear or disgust of belly buttons,
which can
trigger symptoms like panic, nausea, and avoidance of places like swimming pools. But hang on, that's not you, though, is it? You just don't like the belly button being touched, is that it?
Mm.
Or you just don't like belly buttons?
Yeah, it's being touched. Yeah. It's more being touched, yes.
Okay. You just carry. Just make sure you have a little sign around it, Sarah.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a tat. Maybe you get a tat. Don't touch.
Oh God! Can you imagine me getting a tat on my back? No.
I'm just thinking of nearby. You have don't touch, and then you have an arrow pointing to the belly button.
Well, yeah, okay, maybe. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure my 16-year-old son would love his old mum to get
a tat. He would.
Yeah.
Question number 16. We're only trying to be helpful here on the Mighty Challenges, you know. Question 16. We're in cricket. Which country are the current champions of the ICC's Women's ODI Cricket World Cup?
Okay. So have we said South Africa? You don't like questions.
Oh, I just don't answer them. That's all. No.
So I will say my answer is South Africa.
And I will say not correct.
Right. Thanks,
Sarah. Bye-bye. See you later. No, that's not. Sharon from Hornsby. Correct. Yes, exactly. Where are we? 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. You will get straight through if you want one. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Question 16. Which country are the current champions of the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup?
I think it's India.
Correct, it is. Yes, it's India. Now, the Australian, people who said Australia, that is correct. They are the current champions of the T20 World Cup. All righty. But the ODI Cricket World Cup is currently held by India. All righty. Question number 17. We've got cricket, animals or gangs?
Try animals.
Animals. Last one in animals. In which year was the last officially confirmed death from a spider bite in Australia? I'll give it to you plus or minus one.
Oh, dear. Okay. 2024?
No. Miles away. Sorry, Karen. Thank you. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Anne says, I wonder if covering the belly button with a Band-Aid would help. I'm sure it would. Jeff says, Sarah, I have the same great fear of belly buttons. What a funny thing to be afraid of, part of your own body. If Sarah wears a jewel in her navel, that will prevent people being able to touch her, says Castlemaine Davo. Okay. Belinda says, I'm 57 on the text line. I'm 57 and getting another tattoo tomorrow at 10 a.m. I can't wait. Okay. Well, everyone gets tats these days. Although I think it probably, yes, well, that's true, Belinda. Maybe not so much people who are older. Might be something to talk about in our issues of the day. Kerry from Kangaroo Point. Hello, Kerry.
Yeah, hello, Phil. Just a quick one first. I knew a guy out west. He said he'd sooner pick up a black snake than a crowbar. He wasn't fond of work.
He wasn't fond of work, no. Hey, question 17. We're in animals. In which year was the last officially confirmed death from a spider bite in Australia? I'm giving it to you plus or minus one.
I think I saw this somewhere. Was it 2016?
No, not 2016. No, not even remotely close, Kerry. Sorry.
Okay. See ya. On the wrong tram. Thanks.
Bye-bye. On the wrong tram. Yes. Question. Dennis in Perth. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. I'm going to have a guess and say 1985.
That's better, but not correct. Yeah. Oh. Sorry, Dana. Sorry, Dan. Yes, that's better, but not correct. Paul from Planins. No, I don't think we will play that song, Paul, but I understand what you're saying. Frank from Mount Evelyn, correct. Paul from Melba. That's not too bad, yes. I'm giving it to you plus or minus one. In which year was the last officially confirmed death from a spider bite in Australia? Pearl. Hello, Pearly.
Hello, Philly. How are you going?
I like you when you return serve. That's very good, Pearl. we're in animals. In which year was the last officially confirmed death from a spider bite in Australia?
Well, I don't know if it was the last one, but I remember when Jai was a babe in arms. I read about this because I was new to Australia. And he was born in 78, so I'll say 78.
I'll give it to you because it was 1979.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's all right then.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's terribly afraid of spiders, but the truth is the last officially confirmed death from a spider bite was back in 1979.
Wow, so it's 47 years ago then.
Yeah. Monty says, well, I remember the, on the text line, I remember the old black and white British comedies of the 60s, and there seemed to be massive old gasometers in every second street. Yeah, well, they were, because that's where the gas came from.
What's a gasometer?
Gee whiz, oh, I'm the only person, who grew up with it. Now, gasometer is a big tank. It's a big tank that holds gas. But it has an outside sleeve, and the sleeve went up and down depending how much gas was in the tank, which kept the pressure up. And it was gas that was produced. What was it called? It was called coal gas, wasn't it? And it was manufactured gas. So, you know, towns that relied on gas made gas and had gasometers. This is in the days long before we were piping natural gas from underground. Pearl.
Oh, never heard of it.
Are you enjoying your lecture on gas? Yes, not.
I don't have any gas in my house.
We're
all electric.
Darwin has gas, doesn't it? Or maybe...
I don't even know that because, as I said, our house is all electric and solar.
Yeah. Oh, very good. I'm just trying to think. Does Darwin have a natural gas supply? Must have.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Question 18. Now, we've only got two categories left. We've got gangs and cricket. 8 questions left.
Well, I hate both of them, so I don't know. I'll go gangs, please.
Gangs. James from Morty Alex says, isn't there a gasometer next to the Oval? Yeah, there is. I think it is next to the Oval. That's right. Hey, by the way, Pearly.
Mm-hmm.
Annette from Gable says it's your birthday tomorrow.
Really?
Is it?
I don't know Annette from Gables, and the answer to that is a no.
Annette?
It's actually Friday, but how would she even know it's that close?
Oh.
We went out today. I'm a member of a blind and visually impaired group, and we went out to celebrate my birthday today at lunchtime. It was really good.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, we're in. Do you want to have a crack at gangs?
Yes, please.
Which 2002 film starred Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio and Cameron Diaz?
I know nothing about films.
No, it's pretty hard for you.
Like gasometers, yes. Mm. But never mind. Thank you very much.
By the way, Darwin does have a natural gas supply, by the way, Paul, if you ever wanted to connect. See ya. See ya, Paul.
Soda's good. Soda's good.
On your Pearl. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Fred says the gas tanks used to be in Newstead in Brisbane. Yeah, no, lots of towns had them. Peter from Blackheath. Hello, Peter.
Hi, how are you going?
Not too bad. Question 18. We're in gangs. Which 2002 film starred Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio and Cameron Diaz?
I think it's Gangs of New York.
Correct, it is, yes. The Gangs of New York, yes.
On my challenge, we have met at this chosen ground to settle for good and all. Who holds sway over the 5 points? Us natives or the foreign hordes?
With this knife that struck him down, let me put to rest my father's ghost.
Who are you?
You're the priest's son, aren't you?
His name's Amsterdam.
Amsterdam? I'm New York.
Everything you see belongs to me. The newsboys and quick thieves and blind tigers here in paradise. Everybody owes, everybody pays.
There's more of us coming off these ships every day. 15,000 Irish a week. Get all of us together and we ain't got a gang. We got an army.
Challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, it was a tip-top movie. It was very good. Peter, question number 19. We're in gangs, but you could move to cricket if you want.
Get me over to cricket, please.
Okay, yes. A bit of cricket. Okay. Put your whites on. Out we go. Question 19. Over but not out was a 2010 memoir from which Australian cricket personality? Over but not out.
I'll say, without knowing, Shane Warne.
No, it wasn't Warney. Pete, thank you. No, it wasn't Warney. Chrissy from Callista says, I remember the gasometers in Burlington Street, Oakley. They fascinated me and they had a distinct odour about them as well. Such a thing of the past. Yeah, it was a big thing of the past, wasn't it? They really did have a stink. They absolutely did. If you were near the gasometer, they definitely had a stink. 1-300-800-222. But lots of towns made gas, coal gas, and stored it in the gasometer. And if you were lucky enough to have a connection, you could use it in your stove. Question 19, we're in cricket. Over but Not Out was a 2010 memoir from which Australian cricket personality? Louis, hello. Hi, Louis. Louis. Yeah, have we got you, Louis?
Hello, Louis.
Yeah, got you, Louis. Over but Not Out was a 2010 memoir from which Australian cricket personality?
Oh, what year?
2010.
Cricket personality, 2010. That's difficult.
All right, Louis, we better move on and see whether someone knows the answer. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Diana from Woodnilling, that is correct. Yes, that is correct. Gary, no, it wasn't him. No. 1-300-800-222. Come on, someone help me out here. Over but Not Out was a 2010 memoir from which Australian cricket personality. Over but Not Out. Paul from Plainlands, no. Not Michael Clark. Someone says Paul the truckie, who calls regularly, is related to Mick Nolan. Oh, so the galloping gasometer. Okay. Jane from Homebush has got the right answer here. Peter in the truck and a cheerio from Ray from Shepparton. Yes, that is the right answer. Come on, who is it? Cricket is our category. Over but Not Out was a 2010 memoir from which Australian cricket personality? Line 3, you'll get straight through. Over but Not Out. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Anybody like to help us out here? We're up to question 19. See how we go. If Paul the truckie is related to Mick Nolan, I wonder if it has a similar body shape, the galloping gasometer. Anybody else know the answer? Yeah, Lynn the Queenslander's got the right answer. 1-300-800-222. Over but Not Out was a 2010 memoir from which Australian cricket personality? Sam from the Gong. G'day, Sam.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Pretty good. Who are we after?
It's still the same question.
Yeah.
I'll turn the radio off.
Yeah.
Mate, it'd be Richie Beno.
Richie Beno. Yes, it was. It was Richie Beno. Yeah, exactly. All right, we're up to question 20. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left, okay? We've got some in cricket, some in gangs.
Stay with cricket, mate.
Staying with cricket. Which international team won the first two ICC Cricket World Cups? The first two.
No idea, mate. I'm going to say Australia.
No, not Australia. Thanks, mate. Not Australia, no. Martin from Grosvale. G'day, Martin.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, hello. We're up to question 20. Only six left here. Cricket, which international team won the first two ICC Cricket World Cups?
Pakistan.
No, it wasn't Pakistan. No, it was not Pakistan. What about Warwick from Launceston? Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Philip. Good morning.
Are those monkeys still in City Park? Surely not.
Yeah.
They are. Oh, okay.
They got their own moat.
Oh, okay.
But you can't put your arm through these big glass panels.
Oh, that's very good.
You're safe to visit now. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was very traumatic when I was a little kid, I remember. Hey, question number 20. Which international team won the first two ICC Cricket World Cups?
Like the West Indies, I reckon.
Correct, it was, yeah. It was. Back when the West Indies were actually good, could play, were able to play. Well, the West Indies won the first two ICC Cricket World Cups. Okay, question number 21. We're in cricket. Staying?
Yeah.
Which team was Australia playing during the ball tampering incident of 2018?
South Africa.
Yes. South Africa, sandpaper gates, terrible.
When was the first one-day cricket match, international cricket match played, and where?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
No, right, that's not going to... I mean, yeah, well, I don't answer. You can tell me, though.
Played in Melbourne. Rained out test match, so the Australian Cricket Board and the English Board, for the revenue purposes, played a one-day game.
Just to try and make some dough out of it. Yeah. All right, interesting fun fact. Thank you, Warwick. Question 22, last one in cricket. In which century were the first laws of cricket drawn up?
We'll say the 19th century.
No, it wasn't the 19th century, actually. No. Sorry, Warwick, thank you. Not the 19th century. What about James from Morty Alec? Hello, James.
Yeah, hi, Phil. How's it going?
Pretty good. We're in cricket. In which century were the first laws of cricket drawn up?
Drawn up, I'd say the 20th.
No, not the 20th. Not the 20th. It's making it easier for who comes next. Tom from Geelong. G'day, Tom.
G'day, Philip. How you going?
Pretty good. We're in cricket. Last one in cricket. In which century were the first laws of cricket drawn up?
Well, I guess I'll go the 18th.
Yes, I think there's the only possible one left, unless you wanted to go earlier. Yeah, they were first drawn up. I was I was surprised too. They were first drawn up in 1774.
Mm, yeah, early.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Question number 23. We've got three left. They're all in gangs. Tell you what, Tom, we've got a news bulletin, so I'll just put you on hold or we can call you back. Diana from Woodnelling had the 18th century, and Di from Mandurah, Frank from Mount Evelyn, had the 18th century, so did Joyce from Perth. We've got three left, but we have to clean up first a little thing called...
The Mighty Challenge.
Where we were up to question 23, only three questions left. Tom from Geelong could clean up here. Hi, Tom.
G'day, Philip.
Well, only three left here. They're all in gangs, okay?
Yep.
Question 23. Jump in My Car was a 1975 hit for which band?
I'm not sure. I'll just say the Beatles.
No, it wasn't the Beatles. Sorry, Tom. Sorry, mate. Thank you. See you. Take it easy yourself. No, not correct. Luke from Brisbane. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Phil.
Jump in My Car was a 1975 hit for which band? We're in a category called gangs.
Gangs. Gangs. Because it's not Gang-a-Jang. That would have been a good answer.
It would have been a good answer.
I feel like it's Skyhooks or Sherbet.
Gangs.
Yeah.
Jump in My Car was a 1975 hit for which band?
Because that doesn't make sense, Skyhooks or Sherbet. I know the song, but I'm just a bit rusty on the... I'll just knock out Skyhooks then.
No, nothing, no gangs in Skyhooks. Sorry, Luke. See you, mate. Bye-bye. No. David from Kingsford. G'day, David.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. Jump in My Car was a 1975 hit for which band?
The Ted Mulry Gang.
Yes. Speaking of gangs.
Great mullet.
Yeah, the song hasn't travelled well, I think, has it?
No, it was politically incorrect.
It's a very un-PC song these days. All right, okay, come on.
Jump in my car, I want to take you home. Come on, jump in my car, it's too far to walk on your own.
Thank you. Yep, it doesn't really improve, actually, David.
I was tempted to dance, but what the hell?
Ted Mulry Gang, mullets galore. Yes, jump in my car. Yes, you'd never get it up these days. Question 24. Okay, gangs, two left here. Question 24. Calocephalon fimbriatum.
Oh, my God.
I know. Calocephalon fimbriatum. Don't get too wound up with it. Is the scientific... Calocephalon fimbriatum expialidocious is the scientific name of which Australian bird... Now, we're in a category called gangs.
Oh, God. So would the bird be named, like, had the name Ganyan? You don't answer. Sorry.
No, don't answer.
Oh, God. Which sort of bird? I'll say pelicans.
I don't know why pelicans make me laugh, but they do. No, David, it's not. It's not correct, Papa. I think it's just because a pelican is a pretty ridiculous looking bird. But in flight, it's beautiful. And have you seen them taking off and landing from water? Amazing. But when they're just sitting there, they do look a bit dorky, I always think. Stuart from Bean Lee, I'll come to you in a sec. Greg from Gladstone. G'day, Greg.
Hey, how you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Gangs is our category. Calocephalon fimbriatum is the scientific name of which Australian bird?
Gang gang?
Yeah, a gang gang, yes, exactly. A gang gang cockatoo. They're the ones, well, they've got, what have they got? Red and purple, I think, on the head, don't they? Anyway, very colourful cockatoo gang gangs. We took a little while to get here, but we're here, which means that if you can answer this one, you are the winner of the Mighty Magnet. Greg from Gladstone, question 25, and to win. Gangs is the category. What are the names of Sandy and Danny's gangs in Greece?
John Revolting, Sandra. Oh. No, Phil, you got me, mate, eh? Sorry.
No good? Oh, no, that's a pity. Sorry, Greg. See ya. Bye-bye. That's a pity. Stuart from Bean Lee. G'day, Stewie.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well. Gangs. What are the names of Sandy and Danny's gangs in Greece?
That'll be the Pink Ladies and the T-Birds.
Yeah. It will be indeed. Yeah.
Attention, seniors.
This is Rondell.
Hey, so what'd you do all summer, Danny, huh?
What'd you do this summer, Sandy?
Oh, I spent most of it at the beach.
Oh, I just love the first day of school, don't you?
Come on. You don't want to hear all the horny details.
Are you kidding me?
All right, are you? Sandy!
Danny?
You're right.
Go together.
Good fun. Well done, Stewie. Good work,
mate.
No, good on you, mate. I'll put you on hold and we'll get some details from you. And the magnet is yours. Thanks to everybody who had a crack tonight too. Very fun challenge. One of my texters said a pelican shat on the host of the barbecue when delivering food to the table. I thought he had a stroke. I'm sure he did. Yeah, speaking of pelicans, Judy of Brizzy had the Gang Gang Cockatoo. Susan in Hobart had the T-Birds and the Pink Ladies, and so did a stack of others. Morgan says the Rays and the Rockers. No, the Gang Gang Cockatoos, lots of people pouring in on that. Well, they've got to be one of the best-looking birds around anyway, aren't they? Thank you, everyone. Nice work.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast.
For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.